This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Centre, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
Greetings, I'm Barry. Have you been sort of feeling what's going on? Things are changing and all sorts of things are happening. Now, Lee Harris has been talking with the Heart Coherence Collaborative, and they've been saying, or he's been saying, all the Zeds, what's happening right now will change everything.
Lee, we have a few questions that people have asked, submitted for the Z specifically. Is it okay if we tune in with them?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just take me a moment. What I will say about this group, just before I go to the Z's, that just in that moment of closing my eyes, what I like about this community, by the way, yeah, there's a lot of heart here, but there's also a lot of fire. I can feel I can feel the fire in people's bellies. And I think we're supposed to have that right now, honestly. It doesn't mean we won't have days where we're crying or we want to pull the duvet over our head and we don't feel like we have fire. But when the fire comes back, the fire is what's needed for change. So I'm heartened to feel that fire in this group. There's a lot of fire in the belly here.
Yeah, we got that fire.
Good. Before we attend to your questions, we will first speak to you about the gatekeepers of the heart that you are for the planet, on the planet. You are among many, many, many millions on the planet who are gatekeepers of heart energy here. And there are some of you here who wouldn't identify with that. You would say, well, I'm only here because I'm trying to heal or I'm trying to learn more. And we understand that that is the vantage point from which you are seeing things. But anyone who is trying to learn about the heart or heal the heart is standing for heart wholeness on the planet. And that is a very important life force right now. You may sometimes feel despair because heart energy is not in control of your media. We will say that again. Heart energy is not in control of your media. It is not even in control of your governments. So it can be very easy for you when you see the dominant communication forces on Earth and the dominant leadership forces on Earth not operating from a place of heart. It can bring you despair. And of course, there are examples of heart within leadership systems around the world. There are those who have managed to rise to the top of a corrupt and low vibration system with their hearts intact. They are usually very strong to be able to do that, to be able to play the game both ways. They exist, and there are more of them waiting to infiltrate and trying to infiltrate leadership. So please understand that whatever battle you perceive you are in right now, it is not lost. It is not lost. You will be tempted and encouraged to think it is lost from certain sources at certain times. It is not. You are here very much alive for the time that you came here for, which was to usher Earth into a new era of heart consciousness. Now, that is a rocky road, because what you're actually doing is going back through the lineage of history and trying to rewire some of the most brutal stories on Earth that were ever told. So, yes, right now you might look at so many examples of areas that this planet is in suffering, struggle, lack, loss. But what you also are more in possession of than ever before, and this is because your cosmic origins have been returning to you, particularly since the 60s, you are more in possession of an understanding that heart consciousness is the superpower on the Earth. And even if it loses a temporary battle, it is not overshone by brute power or the power that comes from mind or manipulation or a desire for hierarchy so that an ego can feel inflated. Inflated egos are eating McDonald's over and over again. And by the way, we do not mean to diminish McDonald's for those of you who still enjoy it from time to time. But Lee's example was true. It is not giving you nutrition. It may be giving you pleasure temporarily, but it is not giving you nutrition. So you see, there are many who like to inflate their ego because they think it is connecting them. What they are doing is feeding on empty calories that will not last. It's why they become hungry ghosts who have to feed ego inflation again and again and again. Power is a way that many feed the inflation of the ego. They are lost to their own true connection to source energy and their own soul. Right now, you are being shown how many, what we will call hungry ghosts, were hiding in plain sight in your world over recent decades. It is being revealed, it is being shown, even actions that were taken in recent years for the public as a whole are being exposed as corrupt in intent. How do you come to terms with this? How do you battle with this in your own psyche, in your own self? Well, you go through a flush and it returns you to what you always are told is true. You are more powerful than you realize as a being. You may be in a system that has not always empowered you. In some ways it has, and in other ways it has held you down. But what when that system gets exposed and you start to reckon with yourself? The power that you came to bring to this earth was always the heart, healing, love, connection. That is what most of you in this group are designed for. And so for you, your lives and your world will make sense when you are able to give yourself to that. It's no different to the one who came to earth knowing that they were here to work with the land, the gardens, to work with the plants, the trees. They would feel very bad if they became an accountant and for 50 years watched other people in gardens and in landscaping projects when they knew that was their design. So this is why we always say to you, don't look at the darkness too much. Look at it enough to be informed. Look at it enough to feel what you need to feel. But why are you here? To be heart gardeners for others. And being a heart gardener for others sometimes looks like being the one who is brave enough to have a tough conversation with someone you love. And it's the tough conversation that will get them back on track. Other times it looks like giving someone a smile and a warm, loving hug. Other times, it looks like working to reform legislation that is causing suffering to others if you are someone who has an affinity with law, justice, campaigning. What can be overwhelming for all of you is the question, what can I do? What can I do? How can I change this? How can I, one person, bring change to this world with all of these issues? Well, you will not work on all of those issues. You just happen to know about them all because you are getting flooded with information from every corner of the globe about what is going well and what is going badly. This has always been the path of life. So, just as this has always been the path of life on Earth, a great deal of very differing experiences happening very close to each other. You can have one person in a house on a street having the happiest day of their life, and the person in the house next door, unbeknownst to you, is going through the biggest grief of their life. These two polarities can exist close to each other simultaneously, but you need to know which one you serve. You need to know which one you serve. Right now, you might be here to serve as a caregiver to someone in your life that you love, and that feels like your path and your truth. Right now, you might be here to serve as a parent, or an author, or an educator, or a campaigner in your neighborhood. You will always come back to what you are here to serve. And what you are here to serve will be a theme. You might be here to serve love. You might be here to serve justice. You might be here to serve connection. You might be here to serve healing. And those themes in your life can take many forms. The form might change, the theme will not. You can, as you progress as a soul, change theme. There are some who move through three themes in their life, which is quite a lot. They may graduate from serving connection by the age of 56 and turn their attention to focusing on love for a decade. Before, after that decade, they turn their attention toward being an educator. But in general, your themes stay with you for many, many decades. And the way that you continue to keep your life alive and move with the times is to change the form of how you present the theme. So, we have said enough. We are aware there are questions. We will hand it to you now.
Thank you so much, Ziz. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be back with you. You've had such a significant impact on my life. So thank you for being here with us again.
We knew each other before. That is why. This is how it works. Resonance tends to be remembrance. Ha.
yeah, it feels good. And I'm remembering your laugh. Ha. Is there a question? So Mary had this question. Is there a question we are not asking yet, but are now ready to hear the answer to?
Yes, you are asking many questions now that are beginning to peak, we will say, above the parapet. There are questions that you are asking, some of you, about how did the world get into this state that we are in? That is a question that not enough have asked. Too many have been focused on dealing with the crisis that shows up in any given area. Not enough have, even though we have spoken about this over the years, and there are many voices out there speaking about this, but the majority are only just beginning to wake up to the fact that your system by design is inequitable. By design, it is not a system that supports oneness. Now, we will say this as a caveat. The system that you have been in, while it has not been fair to all, and while it has certainly been oppressive to many, it was a healed version of what you had before. So it allowed for healing and it allowed for growth to a certain point. Now, the reason your system is collapsing is not because people are overthrowing it because of their consciousness, but because it will not allow you for growth as a society if this is allowed to continue for the next 10, 20, 30 years. Even if the system managed to successfully oppress you more for a period of time, it would eventually blow up. Because where consciousness has arrived on Earth, this level of, we will call it, stranglehold on people's well-being is no longer allowed. So not enough people have had, by design, the time or the resources or the wherewithal to look behind the curtain at what's really going on Earth. That is the breakthrough that is happening now. It usually starts with shock horror in a certain area and disbelief that something could possibly be happening this way. But when you graduate through those emotional reactions and you complete each stage of them as you need to, you start to see that the way the system has been designed is not designed for a future where oneness is the currency. Oneness being harmony, connection, equality, sharing. Now, you could argue that's a very long way off on Earth for humanity. And we would say, yes, that is not going to be your reality within the next decade. But what we will tell you is, those of you who are advocates for this way of life, this way of being, this way of behaving, now is your time. This is the time where you do rise in number, in prominence, in voice. You will not be the only ones. There will be those who may oppose what you are doing, who stand for something else. But you mustn't let that stop you. So, to answer your first question, yes, there are questions that humanity is not yet asking, but in much the same way that a 5-year-old does not yet ask the questions a 25-year-old might, we can also argue that many 25-year-olds are no longer as inquisitive as they were when they were 5, and that is the problem. There are questions to be asked about the construct of the world you have been living in for a very long time, and there are many who have told you it is a corrupt system. So, We need to be careful when we say this, because for some of you, what we are saying can sound very doom and gloom, or can sound very triggering, and we do not mean it in that way. That is not why we are saying this. We are saying this because you have outgrown a holding pen for humanity that can only allow humanity to go so far. And more of you are being literally downloaded with your crystalline energy. Many of you are waking up like never before in the human body, and that creates a ripple effect. It destabilizes the old system because the old system is no longer believed in by as many people, but you aren't yet birthing the new. So we would say, keep creating what it is you feel you are here to create. And yes, there are several questions that could be asked where humanity is, we will say, almost ready to hear the answer. We'll give you an example. There is a lot of focus right now on your Epstein files. Information that many have alluded to over the years about the shadows in the power players in your world, on your planet. And it is now coming out at an all new level. And the ripple of shock that is moving through people is important. That is stage one. Once shock and horror or emotion has been moved through, there will be more queries about, well, if that was happening, what else has been going on all this time? And that is just the beginning of what will be disclosed about your history this last century. Your cosmic origins is the next big reveal for humanity. The fact that you are not divorced from the universe, you are not separate humans living on a separate planet. That's never how it has been. But that has been concealed from you too, by the powers that be. So as all of this starts to unfold, you realize there was a limit on what you were ever allowed to be or do. And it didn't mean you couldn't vibrationally move up the ranks. It certainly didn't mean you couldn't change your physical circumstances on Earth. But there was always going to be a limit to how far it could go. Those limits are beginning to break. So even though you may look around you and see many things that are falling apart, we can also speak to you of many things that are popping open, currently in the individual. But as more and more leaders and way-showers start to birth on Earth, what it is they are now becoming possessed with, the knowledge, the vision, the blueprint, you are going to see them start to build a world built on a new consciousness. So the autonomy that your technology has given you is an aspect that must be addressed. There is an autonomy and a freedom that has been given to you through this technology. And even though we know there are many threats to use it against you or filter the freedom of it, and there are certain countries around the world where they do not have freedom of your technology the way that other countries do, it has still been a game changer in terms of people's ability to find their own freedom, which is also why people want to control it now and limit what you are allowed to see and what you aren't allowed to see. And of course, the desire for that is to continue to keep you small. We are aware that we should probably stop speaking at this point because we could keep speaking about this for 10 more minutes, but we might be moving further away from the origin of the question.
It is such a powerful topic that you're speaking of. And we have another question from Rachel that stems off this. And I think many people will be excited to hear what you have to say, specifically the Z's, in regards to the hottest topic right now. And that is, what is behind human trafficking and satanic abuse of children? Like, why is this happening? And the question from Rachel asks, is this connected to negative ET or other beings? And is disclosure helping or feeding negativity? Just really, what's the origin behind human trafficking? Why is this happening?
The origin behind it for the small group who have been, shall we say, employing this method, there are two different factions. Number one, there is a very human faction who are doing it because they are playing out centuries-old abuse of power and the energy they feed off through creating slavery. And of course, Sexual energy is the power seat for many of you. It doesn't mean you have to be a sexual being on this planet. You may be asexual in terms of your expression of sexuality, but your sexual energy is a very important part of your life force. It is how you create. It is how you procreate, if you choose to procreate. It connects you to your healing energy and your creative energy. So it is a very powerful life force. So for those who are in the human game of, shall we say, interfering with that in others, oppressing and violating others in that energy source, they are literally playing with energy magic. That is how they see it. The ETs that you speak of, they have been here a long time, but like all on the planet, there are those ETs who are benevolent, and there are those ETs who do not have humanity's best interests at heart. So what we will tell you is it is not one group who seeded the idea of human trafficking and the sexual side of these satanic rituals. They are wrong, by the way. They believe, because they have been trained to believe, that they are experiencing a level of power. But in fact, what they are doing on a universal level is creating the most almighty karmic cycle for themselves, which they cannot escape from. And of course, some of these perpetrators have experienced themselves as the abusers in other lives, and rather than as the abused in other lives, and rather than being able to heal that for themselves, they come back and play out the cycle in a different way. What we will perhaps tell you that is maybe a little troubling to hear is that most of the people involved in running the trafficking rings are very few in number, those who are actually connected to what you would call the darkness. But they have managed to enlist others who are adjacent to darkness, not fully embodied in darkness, but they become corrupted because of their involvement. So yes, there are these what have been labeled satanic abuses. We would call them dark energy, and we would call them the manipulation of human souls. That is what that is about. It is trying to remove the soul from the human body through such acts. And what we can tell you is that many of the people who are experiencing that as an act of self-preservation have to move their soul outside their body for a long time or permanently. So they suffer the fragmentation involved in that. But it is coming to light, because this is an old paradigm that has been going on for a very long time on Earth. Yes, you are learning of it now, involving such modern things as private jets and islands by people who have a lot of money, where these things were carried out. But these are ancient rituals as well, in some cases. So why this is coming to light now is to allow the what we will call cleansing of that energy. It doesn't mean it's going to go away immediately, and it doesn't mean that those who have been working in this for, in some cases, family lineage history, it doesn't mean they are going to repeal their actions overnight, but they are suddenly having a spotlight on that which doesn't like the light. Much like your traditional vampire stories, it is not good when the sunlight hits the vampire's skin. It is not good that all of this is being exposed for them. So, we understand how deeply troubling this is for many of you. And for many of you, you know what it is as souls to be enslaved, to be abused, perhaps to be sexually abused in other lifetimes, in other realms, on other planets. It is an act of warfare that is warfare against the soul. Yes, we understand it is also warfare against the body, and the body takes the impact. So we are not meaning to diminish that. But why are they interested in these rituals? Because they are trying to, and they perceive, they are accessing life force. But they're not accessing life force. They're just interfering with the life force of others. So they are wrong in their belief. But like many with fixed beliefs, they are certain about their beliefs.
So we have a question around masculine and feminine energy. How can men who are consciously embodying feminine energy help other men embrace balance without feeling they're losing their masculinity?
Ha, because your world has been told that to be masculine is to be tough. And we would say, yes, you have to be very tough to be sensitive. But that is not the story you were told. You were told that to be tough, you mustn't be sensitive. And women historically needed the man as protector in some ways because women's agency was removed. Women's freedom, women's rights, women's authority. And in fact, you would, of course, do better as a world if women were allowed to be put in charge now. That's not going to happen overnight. So instead, there needs to be a steady increase in the amount of men who are returning themselves to balance. And of course, this is not just gender related. There are those in male bodies who love men. There are those in female bodies who love females. There are also whole new tribes of gender identity beginning to be born on Earth and be formed on Earth and be identified on Earth. So the masculine feminine energy is, of course, in each individual, and you each have access to it. But the most important thing we will say to those of you who are men who are trying to make it safer for other men to feel is, if you are steady in what you know, they will eventually believe you. If you are uncertain or hesitant to talk to them about this, they will feel that. You have to remember that it is fear that moved men away from their feeling, not desire. They were told to step away from their ability to feel and to communicate. Now, women are far more in general, not everyone, but in general, women are far more developed where the language of feeling is concerned and the communication around feeling is concerned. But equally, you can have many women who struggle with that and many men who are masters of the language of feeling and communication. So it's not a fixed rule, but men were taught to fear expressing themselves that way for fear of attack, for fear of being seen as less than. So what you have to do is demonstrate your healthy masculine qualities are still intact and in fact are thriving more because you are also allowed to express and feel and be who you are here to be. That is actually what all men crave. So all men, like women, crave feeling connected to something. There are those on the planet, some because they are neurodivergent and others not because of neurodivergence, but because it is just not their interest, who aren't very interested in other humans. And that's okay. They didn't come here to be interested in humans. They came here to work with the land, to work with the animals, to work with the realm of spirit. They have their own agenda. But even they don't necessarily want to feel misunderstood. That is not a pleasant experience because it can be alienating and it can be jarring to flow. Humans like to flow through life and they like to feel flow. So many men at this moment in history are a little, shall we say, horrified, bewildered, disoriented, don't quite know who their role models are anymore, don't quite know how to be. But there are so many of you who are men on the planet who are not afraid to speak the language of feeling. And you will be safer to those men and more important to those men than some of the women in their life. The women in their life might be the ones they know they can turn to and feel safe with. So there is no growth for them there. There is simply the comfort of, this female friend of mine or my spouse or partner who happens to be female. I know that she can hold me in this, but it is the nervousness that comes up when he is with a man that needs to be healed. So the more times he is nervous in your presence about the fact that you are speaking about the language of feeling, and the more he consistently has a good experience, the more he will rewire the fear. We hope this helps in some way.
Yes, that is a great response. We have a couple questions of people fearful about the past pandemic and wondering, are we going to see another pandemic in the future, or is that something we don't have to worry about?
Well, there is, of course, an agenda for another pandemic. We don't mean that in a way to scare you, but part of what happened with this, we will call it virus, is it was not just a random experience that just happened to the planet. There were a lot of interests in this, financial, power, control. They all had a vested interest in this opportunity of a virus. And we are not saying anything that many of you don't already know or haven't seen the increasing evidence of. So will there be another? We will say in your lifetimes, there will be versions of it. The question is, how far will it go? And what we will say to you is there are, of course, those who would like to see another situation like that, because it can be very useful, it can be very lucrative, and it can also serve other agendas, such as making, we will say, your population a little less empowered. But what we will tell you again is consciousness here. There are already those who went through the last one who have started to understand that there were some shady aspects, if that was not what they were aware of at the time. Of course, there were those at the time who were aware that something felt off in the frequency of the whole thing. So what we can tell you is the gift of that one is it is going to make people more circumspect next time. What has never been spoken about, and this is what you should pay attention to, are the losses to everyday society because of the last experience with the virus. That is never spoken about. You'll never hear your leadership talking to you about what you lost, how many lost businesses, how many lost income, how it changed the landscape in a way that put more power into the hands of those who already have power and took power away from more in the mainstream. This is the very aspect of your society that we started talking to you about today. That which needs to be seen, healed, and changed, and it will be changed because more of you will see it and more of you will understand what you are dealing with. And so while we say all of this, disease is a part of the human story, and it can be that certain diseases have come along and wiped periods of history or groups out. What you have to be very interested in is diseases that are man-made and why. That is the question to ask. Again, we say this not to scare you. We know that today there have been many shadowy aspects spoken about, but we are meeting you in this moment. This is the time when more of this is coming to light. And what we are here to tell you is it is by design that this is coming to light. So as with anything, your role on Earth, to the best of your ability, is to keep yourself as healthy and as vital and as aligned as you can. Keep yourself educated on what is going on and stay close to those who you have alignment with, because they will be your allies and your supports on Earth no matter what happens, no matter what goes on temporarily on Earth or for a short period. They will be the people that will get you through, just as there were those who got you through last time.
Great answer. We have a lot of questions that come in about timeline splits, about Earth and its evolution, and that there's two different Earths. Are we currently on some sort of timeline split where there's different people experiencing different realities? And what determines which version of reality a person experiences?
We would say that you are currently in the middle of a consciousness split, yes. There have been, for many years actually, many different consciousnesses on Earth playing out at once. So when you hear sentences from us or others where we tell you that higher consciousness is rising, there can be a temptation to therefore think that every single human being is becoming higher in consciousness. And while that is true, what you also see are those who are being agitated by the rise of higher consciousness, and it is agitating their lower consciousness, and it is mobilizing them into roaring even more with their lower consciousness. So it can be a confusing concept, this idea of consciousness on Earth is rising, but then why is there still fighting, and why are there different groups, and why is there division? Well, because consciousness is rising, and you were not unified before. You were not unified as a planet before. So that's also the illusion that you have to wake up from. As a soul who gets in touch with oneness, who gets in touch with the cosmic heartbeat inside you that knows you are ultimately connected to everything and everyone, and that this is a story that you are playing out on Earth, it can be very confusing to witness all of the separation and division on the planet. But what we will tell you about timeline splits is already there are those of you who are having wildly different experiences of this period of history compared to others. It doesn't mean you aren't in touch with what is going on outside your front door, but it does mean that inside your front door, you are also working with your own quantum energy field. And you are continuing to grow even as you give your support, your love, your care, your resources to areas of the world that can't grow right now because they are suffering, they are under threat, they are in a battle. Both things can coexist. So timeline splits is not necessarily something that we would use as a piece of language, because for us it is less to do with timeline splitting and more to do with your Earth is becoming more multidimensional. And this is actually a good thing. We know you ultimately want unity, but the more of you who can actually exist within areas of higher consciousness, even while simultaneously on a planet where low consciousness is also in operation, you are going to be able to not only support yourselves, but you are also going to be an enormous part of how the planet moves forward into higher consciousness as a whole. So yes, there will be separations. And one way that you can see this is many of you have already noticed in just the last 5 to 10 years, many of you have lost friends or had dramatic relationship shifts that you never thought would change. But they have been very either sudden or surprising or jagged in some cases. And that has been all of you learning that, yes, you are ultimately all connected when you zoom out and see things through the lens of a soul. But on a human level, it is actually quite important that you find your alignments rather than trying to go out there and battle all of the people who want to argue with you all day long. It's actually very important, unless you are one who is here to be a battler and an advocate for change. And there are those, by the way, who are designed that way. They love conflict. It's part of their design, so they have to love it in order to be able to go back into it every single day. They are immune to it being stressful to them. In fact, it feeds them because that's their job. But for the rest of you, you're on a different path and a different trajectory, and so finding those you are aligned with becomes very important. And so yes, there will be what we might call a splitting of the worlds of consciousness. But not a timeline shift exactly. The timelines for all of you are not very unified anyway, because each individual soul is running their own timeline. So you are part of a global story, but within that global story of today, you are also running your own soul timelines that pertain to your own healing and what you have experienced on this planet before or on other planets that you are bringing through this life, through this body, as part of your experiences. So to us, timelines are split anyway.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Would love to hear you just touch on, because it's actually been a very big influence on my life, your just energy in regards to the heart and how it's going to influence the future of our currency. I would love if you could just touch on how important that the energy of the heart is in the future.
We will give you this example. There was a time, perhaps in your last century particularly, although it was still popular at the beginning of this century, where some would have exalted the spiritual person who had transcended the ego. Well, the ego is very mental in construct, and there's nothing wrong with a healthy ego. You need a certain amount of mind to be able to make things happen on Earth. But there is a healthy ego and there is an unhealthy ego. So a great deal of focus went towards those who had freed their mind, those who no longer had dualistic thoughts, those who could meditate their mind to a place of calm. So that was an important stage. But where was it all leading you back to? The heart. the true center of your soul. The heart is the true center of your soul, and it is the intuitive brain of your soul. There is a reason that your body is an intuitive compass, and the heart is a big part of it. Why is it that many of you will say, oh, I had a bad feeling in my stomach about that person? Well, the heart is very close to the stomach. Yes, the stomach is related to the brain, and the brain is not that far from the third eye, but not many will let the third eye into their brain. It takes time for people to allow the third eye to permeate the mind. They usually need to have intuitive experiences that are felt, sensory, physical. They need to have that evidence before they will start to allow the stranglehold of the mind to loosen a little. So back to the heart. The heart is a superpower inside you. It will make you do things that are going to make the world or your world or the world of someone else better. It will drive you to do that. It will also ask you to look after your body, your physical vehicle, when you make contact with the heart. And any areas where you'll realize you were not looking after your body so well, you need not judge yourself. The heart will never ask you to judge yourself. That's the mind. The heart will say, it's okay, love. You did what you could do. And now you're seeing differently. You can start loving yourself in a new way. Isn't that wonderful? We're not saying the heart is always soft and fluffy. The heart will be your protector. If your heart or your body feels danger around a person, it will move you to set a boundary or make a move. So the heart is not roll over and let anyone do anything. No, the true heart is actually quite strong. When people are letting others abuse them, that tends to be coming from the mind. The idea that they deserve it or don't deserve to be in stillness, in heart frequency, in heart resonance. There are many aspects to this, but yes, we have said that heart energy is the currency of the future. Why? You will not find heart energy in your AI systems. You will not find heart energy in a great deal of your leadership at this moment in time. So heart energy is actually the survival of the human species and the future of the human species. So there are more and more of you who are coming to understand what it is to be unified with the heart. But it has taken a long time through history for humanity as a whole to be ready to land in the heart. And part of landing in the heart is some of the horror that Lee described at the very beginning of this conversation. Being in your heart does not mean you are always just in a state of love. It sometimes means that your heart needs to grieve things it hasn't yet grieved or feel the pain of something so that it can fine-tune its ability to feel and sense pain in the outer world, so that in the future maybe it can be of use to someone who is in pain because it feels they are in pain, even if they haven't worked that out yet. So, your heart is your power center. And as more of you develop this knowing and way of being from living in and from the heart, you will bring positive change to this planet, even if you aren't always welcome while you are doing it.
Z's, I just want to say I really appreciate your energy and everything you've done for Lee and how you've influenced the spiritual community with the wisdom you've provided us. Is there any final message you have for the Heart Coherence Collaborative that you think is important for us to know right now?
Yes, you are very gracious. You are very gracious to thank Lee or thank us, but no thanks are necessary because we are all here together on this timeline doing this together. Now, we are not in the body most of the time, although this body is the body that we come through as often as we can and as necessary. But what we will remind all of you is it is always dark times that lead you back to your own light. And we know that many of you would wish to see a more harmonic world right now. We understand that. And we also would wish to see that for this planet. But we always knew that this was going to be the chapter where there would be, we will again use the word battle, a battle for consciousness on Earth. And what we have said to you before, and you have heard this from other voices, not just us, you don't fully realize how powerful you are. And that is not a problem until it becomes one. We're not saying you should walk around all day patting yourself on the back saying, I'm so powerful, because eventually that becomes ego inflation. But there is a place and a time for acknowledging your power and acknowledging that you are making an enormous impact on the planet. Even today, even if you are sitting at home in your robe because you can't quite face the outside world, thinking that you are no good for the world today. Well, actually, what you're doing is getting yourself ready to be good for the world again. That's called recovery. And that's okay. Recovery is part of the process. So we just want to remind you, the power of who you are is extraordinary, not because we are trying to encourage you to do something that will win you awards or accolades. That also is quite empty. No, so that you feel connected to yourselves on a daily basis and find ways to feel connected to yourselves and life, because disconnection on this planet is fed to you as a norm. You are fed disconnection as a norm. It is not the norm. That is not the norm of who you are as souls. And so many of you are here to right that wrong on Earth, that many people are being fed a diluted, limited version of life as if that is reality. And those of you who are the wisdom keepers of something different, you are carrying the baton for future generations. If all the books were burned on Earth tomorrow, if technology went down and no one could access any of the information that they are accessing right now, guess who would be holding the knowledge? You. So, our caution to you about technology was not in any way to say to you that you must not use technology. It has many gifts. But where earlier today Lee was cautioning against the use of it, which is him directly speaking from us, because we have spoken about this in the past. Remember, you are not a consumer. That which you consume, you become. So you are also a knowledge holder, a wisdom keeper, a keeper of the flame of the heart. And you never know what person you might be about to come into contact with in the next 24 hours who might just need a loving look from your eyes or a helpful sentence that to you means nothing. Because for you, what you just said to them was completely common sense. But they've never been around anyone with common sense before, where the heart's concerned. So this was a revelation for them that you said this way. If we could instill one thing to you, it's that. To remember that your power resides in every moment. It doesn't mean you always have to be powerful or make yourself powerful. You already are. That is why we say you are extraordinary beings. Living at an extraordinary time on Earth, yes. But here to help create and cultivate the extraordinary at a time where the old ordinary is revealing itself to be not very healthy at all. Good. In peace, in love, and in heart coherence to all of you.
Lee, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. Wow. Some amazing, amazing questions today. And I know we talked about some tough stuff today. I think it's hard not to at the moment, but I think what I just heard them say at the end is a truth for me. You know, you have your days where things aren't great or things don't look great, but you come out of it. And I really do believe in the power of us as a humanity to hold each other as a net.
Yeah.
We're a net for each other. And sometimes your friend rescues you and sometimes you rescue your friend, but having been in a few disasters, it is amazing how community rallies around when everything else that we know fails and we're facing life or death. I've been in a few scenarios like that now, and I'm always seeing that truth, that when ego goes aside and the chips are down, everyone rallies to preserve life together. And I think we're in a global time of that in a different way. So I hope I hope that anyone who's maybe been triggered by anything that I said today or the Z's said today, I hope that you understand that the intent is not that we should get depressed about those things. I think it's more that we're in this uneasy time where those things are becoming more clear. And I know for me personally, managing my own reaction to everything has been is a process. And so I hope if nothing else, we've given some support to that today. Yeah. That's my wish anyway.
Yeah, I want to genuinely thank you, Lee, because you've been there with the Heart Coherence Collaborative from the very beginning. Our first Heart Coherence Challenge, you came on, like you're this famous guy, and you came on and you literally provided an opening musical ceremony for us when no one knew who we were. And that stuff, it means the world to me. But, you know, I just want to say to anybody listening, like what we're doing right now at the Heart Coherence Collaborative, like Lee and all these people have helped us get to where we're at right now. But what we're doing right now as a community is we are helping each other heal. So like I was explaining earlier in the interview, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do meditations, we do embodiment techniques, and we do a community meeting. And it's everybody coming together to do it together. So anybody in the community can guide the meditations. Anyone in the community can lead the embodiment techniques. And anyone in the community can share what they think will promote growth in the group. And we're doing it all together. And we wouldn't be here today if we didn't have people like you supporting us to get to where we're at. So before we say goodbye to Lee, I would love for everyone to just, I'm going to unmute everyone and just send Lee as much possible love as you can. And thank him for everything he's done for the Heart Coherence Collaborative. So everybody unmute now and send Lee love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
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 Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kyle. Thank you, you and everybody. And yeah, thank you, everyone. Whoever said they're going to see us in New York when we were on tour, yay. Yeah, that's going to be amazing. Thank you.
I'll be in Boston.
All right, everybody.
Boulder.
Take care. Brilliant. We love you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Shiva Moon, that one CD I bought years and years ago in India. Now, Pam Gregory, because starting last Sunday and coming through till next Sunday, there's a sextile, but she'll tell you all about it.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to pop on today and film what I hope will be a short video about the sextile we have currently between Saturn and Pluto. A sextile is a 60-degree aspect to do with opportunity, and this aspect between Saturn and Pluto is exact on the 28th of March, but it will continue within orb until the 5th of April. But it's only going to happen once and then move on, because Saturn moves much more quickly. Although, as I say, it's normally quite a small aspect, it takes on a lot more potency because it's part of this unique configuration, this kind of mini triangle, which I'll show you in a moment if you're not familiar with it. It takes on a great deal more importance. And so this is happening on the 28th of March. It's happening at 6:12 p.m. Eastern and 10:12 p.m. UK time. And so what this is about essentially is structural transformation, structural Saturn transformation Pluto, Saturn sextile Pluto. So this is what we're talking about. This is Pluto at 5 degrees of Aquarius, 509, and Saturn at 509 of Aries. So it's an exact 60-degree angle, exact sextile, which will be, as I say, exact on the 28th of March. And the reason it's important is it's really part of this mini triangle, this trine between Pluto and Uranus and Neptune and Saturn have been exactly at the midpoint of that and really will continue to be, or certainly Neptune will continue to be all through this year. This mini triangle kind of clicks into exactitude in July. That's why I think July will be a real crescendo month of the year, but April is a huge peak month as well. And I'll be talking about that really separately in the video I do for the new moon in Aries, looking at the second half of April, because I think that is huge. But anyway, this is what we're going to be focusing on in this short presentation, this short video. So always when we have any kind of aspect, it's really helpful to go back to the seed point. And the seed point in terms of astrology is the conjunction, when those two planets, Saturn and Pluto, came together in conjunction. Well, as many of you know, that was on the 12th of January, 2020. And that was really the beginning of the pandemic. And I never know what the event's going to be, but Pluto intensifies whatever it touches. So Saturn is about rules and regulations and top-down control, and Pluto was intensifying that. And so I just kept hearing kind of jackboots on the tarmac, as it were, but I didn't know what manifestation it would have. And of course, we know what happened. The rest is history. And it was so interesting to me. It was so literal that when the lockdowns began, Saturn had just entered Aquarius on the 22nd of March. Now, Aquarius is the sign linked to freedom, or one of them, along with Sagittarius, I would say. And Saturn is top-down control, so, and limitation. So within one day of Saturn entering Aquarius, we had limitations on freedom. It was really so literal. So if we go back to those times, and, you know, it was very tough for all of us, I think. Nobody escaped perfectly easily through those times, whether it was your health, your relationships, your work, whatever. And I just want to share some of the choices that I made then, because some of you may find this helpful in the theme of what I'm talking about in this video. So in my country, as soon as the lockdown started, they started to have a daily update, 6 o'clock every evening, a daily update of what was happening in terms of numbers and et cetera. And after about two or three of these, I thought, I can't do this. This is just too miserable, because if I'm going to walk my talk and I'm always saying that your state of being is your top priority and everything cascades from that, then I can't be in misery every day, because that's not going to serve me and it's not going to serve the people around me, et cetera, et cetera. So I gave away my television at that point. So that was 6 years ago to the month. And I haven't watched mainstream news since then. And at the same time, as I was going in for my weekly shopping to a supermarket, very large superstore here, you couldn't see any smiles. You couldn't see any smiling faces. And again, that just felt absolutely miserable. So I thought, I'm not going to do this. So at that point, I contacted a company who sources all their fruit and vegetables from local organic farmers, local organic growers. And every week, the produce arrives in a cardboard box with no other packaging, which is great, all organic. And I'm supporting local farmers. So in cutting out the middleman, it actually gives more profit to the farmers and growers. So it's a win-win-win all round. So I haven't been to a supermarket in the last 6 years. I also, some of you know, I've had some health issues over the many years. All of us have, one kind or another. Some of them small, some of them much more significant. And I've made great strides, I think, in fixing all of those naturally. At a certain age now, I'm on no prescription medication, and I've fixed all of those problems that I had. Many of you know about my knee, etc. Naturally, I found natural ways to do it. Now, maybe that won't always be the case in the future. I actually think we're going to have amazing healing technologies coming in. It's going to be a very big shift from kind of chemistry to energy and frequency. And I think that's absolutely, we're on the precipice of that. So the reason I'm sharing my choices with you is, and of course, I was already self-employed as well. So in terms of my work structure, self-employment, I work from home. In terms of my media consumption, stopped watching mainstream news and started to listen to alternative channels or podcasts or just go within, frankly. My shopping habits, how I do my shopping and how that's structured, my health choices, you know, those are just choices, some of them small, some of them large, that I just to share with you in terms of how I have emotionally and energetically decoupled from some of the old ways of living, the old system. Now, I'm still an extremely law-abiding citizen. I'm not living off-grid yet. I'm not living in a community yet. But I think that is most certainly the direction of travel of many, many people. So just be very alert and aware of your choices as we go through, because that will become even more important when Uranus enters Gemini on the 26th of April. And of course, that's the planet of freedom in the sign of your day-to-day routine. So people will very much want more freedom in their day-to-day routine. And Uranus stays in that sign until 2033. So just be aware of these things. And so, of course, people so often say, well, things seem to be getting more controlled, you know, more contracted rather than less. But in following the astrology, it's very clear that when an old system, an old control system is under threat, there's a further contraction. I've often said that it will become louder, but more hollow. you know, noisier but more hollow. And this is what we're in at the moment. And it's almost like going through kind of labor contractions, because the old system very much wants to hang on, but with every kind of contraction of society, it's actually helping to birth the new baby, the new earth chick, if you like. And in that a recent update, I was talking about the analogy of a hen's egg, and we've all been staring at it for a long time, not realizing there's a whole new biology, a whole new life growing within it. And there comes a day where the chick has outgrown the structure completely, so it chips its way through the shell, Saturn, the structure, and the shell, the structure, is now completely outgrown and redundant. That is exactly what's happening on a socio-political scale now, because with the increased contractions, and there will be more to come, people just decide, because with the Saturn-Neptune conjunction, there has been, I would say, some and maybe a lot of disillusionment, Saturn-Neptune, in leadership, Aries. Neptune is the illusion, the deception, the veil. Saturn is the reality check. So as people become more aware of perhaps where there's been corruption in leadership or government, and they may think that, you know, they might have been on a protest or demonstration in the past, but they begin to think, was that just energizing the old system within the old paradigm? And am I better just to quietly exit, buy a camper van? That kind of life is increasing very significantly. Meet some like-minded people, move into community, move off grid. That is expanding very rapidly. Now, please don't write to me, because I don't know any communities personally. You each have to find your own soul tribe and go from there. But I know, I remember, I wish I'd kept a note of it, actually. I saw a podcast a few months ago, and the lady in question, unfortunately, I can't even remember her name, but she was talking about being in touch with about 200 or 300 communities who are intentional communities. You know, they set a clear intention for how it's going to operate, whether it's very much family based or food growing based or shamanically based or, you know, whatever. And these are going to expand, because that's the astrology I'm looking at. You know, Aquarius, Pluto in Aquarius, power to the people, decentralization. Yes, there are going to be desperate efforts at centralization and control and bringing it all together. But the ultimate direction of travel, if you are astute in your choices, is decentralization, is things like living in a community of like-minded people. And those communities will form networks, you know, grids of light, webs of light all over the world, and share information. And it's going to be a very, very different future if you make different choices. So this sextile, as I say, is about structural transformation. And it's also realizing that there isn't a savior. Nobody's coming to save us. And though that may be disappointing and deflating, it would have been so much nicer if somebody had been coming to save us. You suddenly realize, and that's actually very empowering, that you step into your own spiritual responsibility. You take control of your life. You step into your inner authority. And so this shift is going to be very deliberate, very conscious. Saturn, as I say, is to do with structures of leadership in Aries, which I think, as I've mentioned recently, is going to change very significantly to become much more grassroots-based as opposed to top-down. Pluto makes things permanent. Saturn makes them pragmatic and realistic and done with integrity, because Saturn actually has a very clear moral compass. And so this is where we're headed. So be very conscious and aware of this bigger picture. And it will, at the 3D level, be chaotic because the energy, the high frequency light codes coming in, it just can't sustain anything based on lower vibration. You know, the old structures, if they weren't birthed on, based on love, they're going to crack and crumble and collapse. There's no energetic architecture to sustain them. So this is huge. This is, you know, what's happening this year with that very unique configuration of that mini triangle, which has never been seen astrologically before. No astrologer has been able to say, look, I found it, it happened before. It hasn't. And it's particularly potent because Neptune is on the world axis, and it's still there right now, and it's coming back on the world axis from October onwards this year and into, I think, Jan-Feb next year. And when any planet is on the world axis, it throws these themes onto the public stage in a bigger way. So this is a huge year of transformation. And if we can see that bigger picture, it really helps us to take these opportunities, because this Saturn sextile Pluto is a one-time hit. It's not going to happen again. It's a one-time hit, and then Saturn moves on because it moves so much faster than Pluto, of course. So think big picture, think strategically, think opportunity, think finding a like-minded tribe that you can move forwards with in your future. So I'll be back very, very soon with that update on the second half of April, which, as I say, I think is absolutely huge energetically. God bless. Bye for now.
The voice within, your connection between this world and the next.
I only ask God. So from a CD I bought, I think, from a guy on Pier 39 in San Francisco. Anyway, there's a quick little one from Lee Harris. You won't be a life raft for everyone.
Remember, compassion is going to be really needed for our fellow humans during this time. Compassion for self, yes, but compassion for those who are really impacted by this and going through what is really an early stage of awakening for them. Many of them will be in an early stage of waking up to see that the world isn't quite what they thought it was. Many of you will have already felt that for a while. You'll have seen things. So it's a very tender time, and it's a time that requires us looking out for each other where and when we can. You won't be the life raft for everyone, and there will be certain people you aren't meant to be the life raft for, and you will feel it when that dissonance is there. But there will be others that you are meant to be there for, and it won't always cost you a lot to give a little, offer some love, offer a word of support, and that can be enough to lift someone. So be vigilant to the needs of others right now, because it is a very tender time.
Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Center, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
So, school holidays are upon us again. So, starting next week at Infinity on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8th, 9th, and 10th, you can come and make your own sun catcher. So, that's one of those crystals you hang in a window. It's designed for children. $10 a head, and we've got three classes every day at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So you can bring your kids along and teach you how to do suncatcher making. And on Saturday, I've got this first one for the year, a drum making workshop. So again, if you want a Native American drum, you can come along and join the ladies that are here on the 11th. And an advance notice on the 15th, the week after, I'll be starting my Introduction to Spirit again. That's the 8-week course where we cover a different subject for people who are interested or curious or not sure about where they're going in their life. So that starts on Wednesday the 15th. So all the details are on infinityspiritualcenter.co.nz. Go and have a look and you can sign up there. I'm Barry, it's been The Voice Within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.